Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting third. The DH, Ben Grieve. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Blowers. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Ryan Christensen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jimmy Haynes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Ayer. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grieve hits a line drive towards first. Norton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to second. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Norton. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Norton steals second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso misplays the ball. That's an error on Caruso. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christensen moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert McArdo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McArdo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Tejada reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso is 0 for 1 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caruso moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive towards first. Norton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Blowers strikes out. McArdo drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Blowers out. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McArdo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McArdo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norton moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball four. McArdo moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Caruso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Air fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Norton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Christensen who is chasing the ball. Cameron reaches third base with a triple. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McArdo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McArdo hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Cameron scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a pop-up into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grieve is 0 for 2 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Blowers strikes out. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Worrell now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McArdo fields it and throws to first for the out. Giambi moves to second. Two outs. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Ryan Christensen. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Jason McDonald pinch runs for Matt Stairs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason McDonald now playing right field. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cameron hits a line drive into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McArdo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McArdo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Simas now pitching. Bip Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve is 0-for-3 in the game. Grieve takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Mike Blowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Blowers hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.